This episode of the Beautiful Feet Podcast is brought to you by The Sanctuary of My Solitude, a published book of poetry by me, Anthony Giesick. You can pick up your copy at beautifulfeetentertainment.com, at iUniverse.com, and Amazon.com. This is the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership with beautifulfeetentertainment.com. Follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. My name's Anthony.
And I'm Jessica.
And what are we doing this week?
So, as promised last week, I did take some time and I was able to go ahead and roughly give like a skeletal outline to the next 3 months, so the rest of June, July, and August. And because we are still like really trying to get Wrestling with Faith off the ground, my hope, my plan, my like, hey, this is really what I am hoping that summer will like, basically, if we follow the little plan that I have made, ha ha ha, by the fall, like, Wrestling with Faith will really, like, have a groundwork and a framework, and it'll be much easier for us to continue the duality of having a Monday podcast and a Wednesday podcast.
Yeah. As a quick aside to that, before we go deeper into that, if the sound is a little different, we're simply bored and recording on a couch.
See, I don't know if we're necessarily
bored. No, it's not bored. It's just more of like, I didn't want to set up the studio. You didn't want to set up as we normally do.
We have chicken parmesan that's in the oven, so I have to keep my ear out for the timer.
Okay. So if it sounds different, that's why. I know we've recorded this way before where it's no mic. We're just recording based off the computer. The sound's a little not as great quality, but not by much, in my opinion.
So apologies for the sound quality, everyone.
Nice one. Anyway, so one of the things that we're going to be talking about, and I'm actually excited for this week, because as you and I were kind of brainstorming the subject, we're talking about being eager, right?
Yes. Okay. So, again, looking at this duality of we have a Monday podcast and a Wednesday podcast. For today, which is the Monday podcast, we're going to be talking about being eager to serve in the church and a little bit of the history of service within the church and what it means to do that as being a part of the body of Christ. And then on Wednesday, the podcast for Wrestling with Faith, we're going to be taking the context and framework of eagerness and applying it to those wrestlers who are either in NXT and would like to be in the WWE, or who are wrestling independently and would like to be at NXT, just like people who are very eager to serve as far as like, hey, they know that they're doing this because it's going to advance their career.
Yeah. Now, from the standpoint of being a Christian in the church, I think we should kind of set the ground rule of like, regardless of what anyone says about being a believer, about church attendance, it should be voluntary.
Oh yes, that is one thing that my dad has really been adamant about, is that church is one of the few things in your life that you go to that truly is voluntary.
Yeah. And the reason that I say that is because you and I have both seen or been a part of churches where it's like, if you're not there when the doors open, you're like shunned as a Christian. And the truth is,
people make you feel very guilty if you're not there every time there's a church service. But honestly, like, for some people with their work schedule, that's just not a feasible thing.
And you also have to put it in the perspective of, like, from a mental health standpoint, if you're having a bad mental health day, Not that you shouldn't spend time with Jesus or you shouldn't worship, but it's like sometimes being around people is just draining, especially in churches where everyone's like hugging each other and excited to see each other. You might be in a mental spot where you're like, I can't be around the people. I could be around God. I can't be around the people right now.
And I know that I've said this before, but for those of you who might be new to listening and tuning in, the direction that this podcast has started to take and form is that we're really trying to look through the lens of, because of the pandemic and just everything that has happened in 2020 and 2021 and now in 2022, there could be a lot of our listeners who are entirely brand new to the faith or still finding out what Christianity is all about. And so, the first thing that I wanted to look at was talking about serving God in the Old Testament, because it's going to look different than it does in the New Testament, in the early church, and for us as the church today.
Yeah. The truth is, church now looks entirely different than it did even 10 years ago, right? And again, I didn't grow up in church, so I don't really know what it was like in the early 90s. And again, denominations cause it to behave differently as well. Some denominations have services set up a particular way, and they have it that way for a reason. So it just depends on where on that spectrum you happen to land. But we're talking about being eager to serve.
Yes.
So let's go ahead. I just wanted to kind of put that caveat in there. Real quick, before we jump into being eager to serve, it is important to be in church. But again, if you miss a day here or there, don't beat yourself up over it. Like, don't let people beat you up over it either, right? Don't let people, like Jessica said, make you feel bad, make you feel like you're not worthy or whatever. That's just not acceptable either way. And I would honestly say, you know, that's something to consider when picking a church and picking a church family. But being eager to serve. Now, you know me. I love serving in church. So much so I'm trying to make it a career. So, and when I do serve in church, I don't just pick one area to serve in. I try to put my hand in every cookie jar I can. So, but it's because I love doing it, right? And that's kind of the idea.
You put your hand in every cookie jar?
Yes. I want my hand everywhere.
That's an interesting way to put it there. I've never quite heard it that way before.
Yes. Multiple cookie jars.
Now you're just making me definitely hungry.
Good, because we're making dinner.
So, yes. So, in the Old Testament, we know that Abraham is the father of our faith family. And then you have Isaac and you have Jacob. And like, as the 12 tribes grew and the people of Israel became more in number, they realized that they needed to have a place where God could come and dwell with them. And this was before they built the temple. They had what was called the tabernacle. When they were, you know, wandering around in the wilderness, the tabernacle was where God was able to be with them. And it was a very special place that was mobile because they were mobile as well. They were wandering throughout the desert. And during this time period, they spent 40 years in the desert. And so, it became the task of the tribe of Levi to specifically take care of the tabernacle. And then once the children of Israel had a more permanent place to stay, they were able to construct the temple. This is like an extremely basic history lesson, so please bear with me. And so, yes, the Levites, like the book of Leviticus, the Levites had the rules which society used to function, and it was their special job and privilege to be the ones who took care of God's temple. Now, at this time, they believed that if you sinned, you would have to offer a sacrifice for your sins. So they would be the ones who would be able to facilitate that reconciliation back to God. And we know that Jesus came to be the high priest, and he fulfilled the law and the prophets so that now we don't have to have animal sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
But the church is still in need of people to dedicate their lives to serve the church. And that truly has to be a calling. We know for the priests that Aaron, Moses' brother, was basically the first priest.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a responsibility within the community. And we still see like priests and pastors and elders, people who have responsibilities within the church, who they dedicate their lives to serving the body of Christ. But now, it's not something that you're born into like the Levites were. It is something that you are able to grow into. And again, just be eager about it. You're excited. You're ready. You want to be able to help and serve your local church, to help your community.
Well, I was going to say, like, one of the things that I've always kind of equated with this is this idea that, like, and I'm trying to remember where in the Bible it talks about this, but it basically says, if you're going to give, right, like, and it talks...
The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So it kind of puts it in the context of, like, if you're going to give financially, give cheerfully. But I think that this equates to even serving in the church as a volunteer, because you're giving up time, you're giving up energy, and in some cases you're giving up patience, you're giving up everything, like, for that moment in time, depending on where you're serving. If you're not doing it joyfully and you don't want to do it, you might as well just sit in the chairs or sit in the pews and observe church. And that's okay too. There's times where you have to put those boundaries up and say, hey, I'm not in a place where I could serve right now, so I'm going to be a spectator. That's fine.
Well, and honestly, a lot of people who serve, if they don't have time to step away from time to time, they get burnt out on it, and you can get bitter about it.
Yeah. And that's always been my attitude of, like, if you're going to serve, if you're going to volunteer to do something, do it in a way where you're excited to do it, you enjoy doing it, and be honest if you're starting to burn out. Be honest if you're starting to struggle in a certain area and you're just like, hey, I need time away. Perfect example is, am I at the church that Jessica and I go to, I help out with the junior high. So I coach a lot of junior high boys. And there used to be another male coach. And because of him making the choice of, like, hey, I have to set a boundary up because I don't get to see my family as often because I'm coaching or doing these different things for the church, he spoke to our youth pastor and basically was like, hey, I'm not quitting forever. I just need a few months to kind of reconnect with my family. And that was a boundary he put up. Be willing to put up boundaries, but at the same time, being joyful over the opportunities that you have to be in the church and to be helping. Because like Jessica said, the majority of churches in America thrive off of volunteer work. Like that's how they're able to pay their staff, because they're not having to pay a big staff. They're paying a few men and women to be staff members, and they have a fistful of volunteers who are not getting paid, but who are doing a lot of work. And that to me is one of the biggest things, is this idea of like, look, be joyful about what you're doing, understand why you're doing it, and try to reflect on the people that you're helping in that process. So that's kind of my point of view. That's why I put so much time into volunteering. But the other aspect of it is, when you put time into volunteering, you're being paid as well, because there's the idea that if you do something nice for somebody else, you're actually doing it for yourself, because it's circular in that way. Like, you're reaping the rewards as well.
Well, and like, so sometimes when we volunteer, or when we give our time, and when we do these things, when we give financially, like, we may not be able to see just how far reaching those effects could be. Like, there are so many organizations that will go, and they'll go into impoverished areas, and they'll establish churches and schools there, and you may never get to personally meet the people who these churches and these schools are pouring into, but we are able to make such a difference. Like, one of the songs that we listened to recently was called Do Something, and it basically was like the story of this person who was mad at God at the injustices of the world, and was like, God, why don't you do something? And the answer to that question was like God saying, well, I did, like, I created you.
Yeah.
So being eager to serve, honestly, to me, I feel like there is that, like, something that dovetails into this and goes hand to hand with it as well. So we might explore this concept next week, is the concept of mentorship. Like, if you have someone that is eager to serve but has never really served before, they're going to need some guidance and direction. And yeah, that's going to, you know, flow into the wrestling world as well. So do we want to talk about that next week?
Yes.
All right, hand me the pen and I shall write it down. Because we had to change up some things a little bit.
You're seeing the planning process in action. Or you're hearing it. You're not seeing it.
So next week, we're going to be talking all about mentorship.
Yes. Mentorship.
But yes, that was real-time planning, everyone.
There it is. And it really is that simple. We just come up with ideas and we're like, hey, we haven't talked about this.
Well, generally, either... sometimes it's in August, sometimes it's in December. Usually it's in December, because that's when I have my most creativity, because it's my favorite holiday for Christmas. I will take time, and I will take a brand new planner, and I will go through and be like, hey, do we want to talk about this book? Do we want to focus on these scriptures? And like, I'll plan out quite a bit in advance.
Yeah, and that's what we really try to do, is we try to get an understanding so we have that overarching theme. You had said something that sparked my mind, and I totally lost it. So that does me zero good.
We were talking about how eagerness, if you have the enthusiasm, but you don't have a sense of direction, you need someone to mentor you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's with anything, right? If you try anything that's brand new, you're going to go in with all the gusto in the world, but you might need someone to walk beside you and just go, hey, I'm glad you're excited. Keep that energy up. let me guide you, as especially in wisdom. Like, you don't want to do something where you're gonna accidentally offend somebody or hurt somebody. So you need that guidance. That wasn't necessarily the point I wanted to make, but that's still a good point. But yeah, it's just the idea of like being excited and enjoying the area that you're serving. And again, knowing it's going to impact people in ways that you don't know about. That's don't worry, that's the food, not the fire alarm. So I'll just ramble on while she's working on that. But yeah, so it's kind of this, it's this idea that like the work that you're putting into your church and that the church is putting into the community around it, it's going to impact people that you never get to meet, you don't get to be a part of in most cases. And that's a good thing, but you get to see the outcome of that and what that turns into. And I think that's very important. That's very important to look into. That's very important to consider. Another thing that's important to consider, what are you good at? What do you enjoy? And like Jessica had mentioned with the song, Do Something, what are things that bother you, that you see around you? Example is, if you live in an area where there's a lot of homeless people experiencing homelessness and who don't have places to go, don't always have food to eat, what is something that you could do that might help them, right? That's something to think about. You may not be able to fix every issue that you are affected by or bothered by, but you might be able to help one or two people. You might be able to partner up with someone around you who's working in that area. I think that's important to consider, important to think about. And the idea is God is working through you and your actions. And the truth be told, I do. I think we often look to God to fix every single thing. And there's a lot that God can do. But I've always looked at it this way. Let's go ahead and focus on, here's what I can do to alleviate this pain, this burden. And I'm going to trust that God can do and will do the things that I have no control over, right? The spiritual things that I don't have any control over. So yeah.
I'm back, everyone. Hooray. I just had to do a little bit of work in the kitchen because we have not had our dinner yet. We might have to sing for our supper here or something.
Sing for our supper?
You know, like when bards would go around and travel and entertain people, they would offer their services in exchange for a meal kind of thing. It's just an old saying. I'm full of old sayings.
I feel like your whole life is an old saying.
Yeah, it really is.
Any more to say about eager
being service? Eager to yes. Serve?
Well, we're a little tired, guys. This is.
Here's why it's important. It's important to have an eagerness to serve, because if your heart's not in it, then you are really going to reevaluate, like, why am I doing this in the first place? And that's just not for church service. It's like
anything.
Any kind of thing that you do. But serving your local church is so important because it allows you to grow deeper. It allows you to go deeper and be more connected to the people who are in your community.
Well, and that also,
you'll get to know like your fellow volunteers, the church at large. It'll give you a renewed and more dedicated sense of purpose. Like, we could go on for quite a while as to why it's important.
Absolutely, and we're not going to, but I would honestly wrestle with this. I would go ahead and say try it. You know, find an area that you want to volunteer, that you want to help. But also at the same time, set those boundaries. If you're being voluntold.
Oh, I hate being voluntold. Oh my gosh.
And it happens to us quite a bit.
It does. It really does. So when you're voluntold for something, have we talked about this?
I don't know. You want to continue? Then I can.
So being voluntold for something is when someone else volunteers you for something and then tells you after the fact. It is not very tactful. Please do not do this.
The best way that I could think to do this.
It would be much better to say, like, hey, there might be an opportunity. Please let me know if you're interested. Instead of, well, I've already signed you up. Yeah. Because, you know.
Now, here's what I would say. Let's say a church member or, you know, a pastor comes to you and says, I have an opportunity. I need volunteers. And you think in your mind, oh, my wife is really good at that, or my friend is really good at that. Here's what you might say to the pastor. I might have someone who might be interested in helping you. Let me talk to them and see if they are interested. Does that make sense?
I love that solution.
Because instead of saying, oh, yeah, my daughter will help with that, my son can do that, well, let me talk to him about it. Give them the opportunity to, hey, I'm busy that weekend. Hey, I just don't want to. It's okay to say, hey, I can't do it. I don't really want to. Because, again, it's better to say no than to not be able to serve with joy and be eager about it, like be excited about it and enjoy it. So, yeah, give them the opportunity to respond for themselves.
So stay tuned for Wednesday's episode of the Wrestling with Faith podcast, where we'll be talking about NXT.
Yes.
Independent wrestlers.
Yes.
And the eagerness to serve, whether that's in AEW or WWE. So that is going to be our lovely tie-in for this week. We are so excited to be able to be bringing you brand new, hopefully fun and quality content on both Mondays and Wednesdays. Would you like to go ahead and plug our socials and then I will pray?
So exactly. You can follow us at Beautiful Feet Entertainment. BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com, Beautiful Feet Entertainment on Instagram and Twitter. Feel free to comment, like, subscribe, all those type of things. Go ahead and get my book, Sanctuary of My Solitude. You can get that on Amazon and iUniverse. I know you're going to bring that up. So I think that's it. And Wednesday we have Wrestling with Faith. So there's that.
Anthony and I are hoping, not this fall, but in the fall of 2023, to be able to bring you a new collaborative book that he and I are going to be working on together. So that will be something exciting to be on the lookout for next year.
Yeah, that'll be good. I know we have this idea for this book and these projects. Let's make it happen.
We are definitely going to use our... what little free time we might have over the summer.
Yeah, we're starting to lose, like, free time. Anyway, let's go ahead and pray.
Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this time that you've brought us to. We thank you for your word and how it illuminates our lives, and we can learn from your word each and every day. We thank you for the teachers and the mentors and the people who are on staff at churches who dedicate their time and their talents to being able to serve in their communities and spread the gospel so that more and more people can know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you for those individuals who have come to Christ and are part of the persecuted church where they're unable to worship freely. We ask that you would be with them and keep them safe and protected. We know that you have a heart for all people, for each and every soul, for each and every person, that you are their author, that you are their creator, that you have given them the life that they have. So we thank you that you have such divine planning for us. We know that all of our days are numbered in your book of life. We thank you for the fact that you walk before us, you make a way for us, your word lights our path. We thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die for us, and it's in his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership of BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Please feel free to follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment. Please visit BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com and do not forget to like, share, and subscribe.